G in the restaurant was awesome, as before too long we had filled every seat in the place. This made a great impression on several people who had made the Thai buffet their first event. Some of the old-timers who were founding members over 10 years ago said that this was the record attendance for a Vegetarians of Oklahoma event. Staggering the seating worked perfectly. There were some who came for dinner and had to move on to other Saturday evening activities. There were always seats available for those who came later. The people at the restaurant were understandably pleased because they'd never had a group that large in before. Rental car miracles. I rented a car to go to Austin because I didn't want to put the extra wear and tear on mine. I compared rates and figured out that I'd do just as well to rent a car for a week than just renting from Wednesday to Monday. I got a good price online to rent a mid-sized car, which I thought would be more comfortable than a compact. When I got to the rental agency, I found that there were very few vehicles on the lot. I did happen to notice that they had two orange Chevy HHRs, which have a cool street rod look. When I went to the counter, I was told that they didn't have any mid-size cars to rent me. I asked if I could have an HHR, and they said that I could, even though they were classified as full-sized for some reason. I thought it would be cool to rent an orange hot rod to drive to Austin, since orange is one of the school colors for the University of Texas, my alma mater. However, when I drove it off the lot and to my office, I realized that while the car was neat-looking on the outside, it was cramped inside with bad sightlines. I wanted to return it. However, I needed the car to get to my office and to run some errands. I couldn't get it returned during the day. I contacted the agency about swapping the car for a more conventional sedan, but they said that they still didn't have what I wanted on the lot and that I'd have better luck in the morning. Well, I packed overnight and in the morning, and when I went out to the HHR to throw in my suitcase, I discovered, to my horror, that the car had a noticeable door ding on the rear passenger's door. Of course, I always decline the extra insurance, and I didn't remember seeing the dent the day before, so I thought I was screwed. I thought that I'd go ahead and hang on to the car for a week and see if I could figure something out. I left much later than I wanted to, around 12:30 p.m. on a Thursday, and I got to Austin around 6:30. Now, flash forward to Saturday evening at 5 p.m., an hour before I wanted to get to the Hyatt for the event with Joe and Dr. Hulen. I had spent too much time worrying about the dent and what I was going to do about it. I was at a shopping center in North Austin trying to find a disposable digital camera with absolutely no luck. When I got back into my car to drive back to the hotel, it was getting dark and there was a steady rain. I had stopped at a place to merge onto a busy street when I felt a sudden smack. I was rear-ended. Immediately I was thinking, oh shit, first the door ding, then this. I have a dinner in 1 hour that I've already paid for, but needed time to shower and change. On top of everything, this was a high traffic area, even on a Saturday evening. I got out of the HHR after first grabbing the rental registration information. A young black man met me in the street. "My tires," he said. "I've got to get new tires for my car. I couldn't get it stopped." Not a good thing to tell a lawyer, I thought. I said, "Crap, this is a rental car." We walked to the back of the HHR to survey the damage. We both looked and were stunned. There's no damage. There is no damage. Praise Jesus! Being Jewish, I thought that was amusing, but I looked myself, and I couldn't believe it. This car was apparently made with the collapsible plastic. Incredibly, he was right. There was no damage. I knew that I was going to be sore, but I didn't want to stick around and make a deal of this. I wanted to get back to my hotel. Well, we shook hands and went our own ways. I was able to make the dinner and sit at Joe and Narissa's table. I did some serious ho'oponopono-ing about what to do about the door ding. I put off seriously doing something about it until a couple of hours before I was supposed to return the car with penalty. I looked in the phone book and found a place that did paintless dent repair. The guy at the shop gave me an estimate of $95, but it would take him a few hours to complete the repair. That would put me into a rental penalty, which I really didn't want to do. I asked what to do, and the answer came clearly. Be honest. Call the local office of the rental agency and fess up. If they wanted to jam me on the repair, I at least had an estimate. I did call, and the guy on the phone told me not to have the car worked on, but to bring the car by so they could check their records and survey the dent themselves. I said, fine. I took the car back and left it parked in the return lane. The customer service lady started scanning the barcode and taking readings on the HHR. I told her what was going on, and she sent me to the office trailer. I found the guy whom I talked to on the phone, and he punched the car's identification number in on his computer. Miracle 2. The damage was already noted on their records. I was not responsible. Hallelujah! I was home free! My sister was offered her dream job. My sister called 1 week after the evening with Joe and Dr. Hu Lin. She's a vice president for a division of a very large company you've heard of. She was contacted by a headhunter to find out if she would be interested in what she described as her dream job. She didn't want to tell me on the phone. Instead, she emailed me the job description she received from the recruiting agency. Well, I was knocked over. Let's just say the company is a luxury brand, and all I'd have to do is tell you one word, the company name, and that would say it all. A few months later, she was hired. Here's another.
When attending a Landmark Forum 3-day seminar in October 2006, Joe's shortcut to healing literally stopped the gushing waters. The nonstop gushing happened during the exercise called being with people, or something like that. In order to be with people, quote-unquote, the seminar leader divided 74 people into four rows, and then we took turns, one row at a time, just being with people by looking them in the eyes without talking. I was in row 3. The seminar leader called row 1 to step up on stage and face us. They looked at us sitting in our seats, and we looked back. Then row 2 was ordered up to the stage, and row 2 stood 1 foot away from, but facing, row 1. They were left looking into each other's eyes for 3 minutes. Then row 2 was asked to leave the stage and return to their seats. Again, row 1 was left on the stage to look at us in our seats and us to look at them on stage.